I'm bringing these guys down.
So we're talking here to Joseph Myers from California, who left with Eric Hoyle on that, I believe it was December 31st of 2007, I guess it was. And as you were saying that when he came down the staircase and he talked to you, and I know you talked to Brother Peter a few months ago about this, and he basically said, hey, these guys are heretics, they're teaching heresy, I'm getting out of here. You know, it was pretty much like that, right? If you want to come, you know, you can come because these guys are heretics and they're teaching heresy and I can't be part of this. Something like that, right?
That's right. He wasn't in his monk attire and pacing a bit. He was definitely pacing and had a paper in hand. And I was doing some orders, and he had to share this information with Michael and I.
But what did he, my question to you is, what he said something about that the reason he was going to leave is because we were heretics and we were teaching heresy. That was the main reason.
That was the main reason, and the paper that he had in his hand was addressing those issues, with the heretical issues and issues of heresy. And we, you know, guys, I'm obligated to share this with you. I got to leave.
Uh-huh. We're going to a mass where Bank 16th was mentioned. He felt that was heretical.
Right.
He couldn't do that.
Exactly. I have to get out of here, and I feel obligated, and I think I'm obligated to share this with you two.
Mm-hmm.
Here it is, blah, blah, blah. And like I told Brother Peter, it was you know, less than just a couple minutes. Within 10 minutes, I was, you know, packing up my stuff.
And so it was clear to you, though, very clear to you, that the reason he was leaving, the main reason was definitely because of our, in his view, heretical teachings and beliefs, and he couldn't be part of promoting that anymore.
Absolutely.
And so you leave, and what did he say? He was going to get his money that he donated, he was just going to try to get it back? He said, he must have said something about that I'm going to go get it, something along those lines?
Yeah, he shared that. He shared that with Michael and I.
Mm-hmm.
At the hotel, and I think I didn't share this with Brother Peter before, but I think he did state something about... Oh, I can't recall, but he might have... He definitely told me the dollar amount, how much it was in the hotel, but I'm thinking he might have also brought that up why we were leaving, but I don't remember. I know the primary reason was heresy. We got to get out for heresy.
And so at that point, and he made explicit statements that, you know, if I get the chance, I'm going to destroy these guys, something like that. What did he say?
He did say that. And Brother Michael, I only bring up the last part because I'm clearly remembering him and how kind of ecstatic he was, and just kind of...
Well, what do you remember exactly? It was along the lines of...
Sure.
You were saying what, like, I'm going to get these guys...
When we were in the hotel,
mm-hmm.
and again, when we were in the hotel, he was jotting down everything. He was acting kind of like a court reporter, everything Michael shared from his experience. He was writing down on a notepad with a pen everything that I experienced there. He was writing down on a notepad and pen. He clearly stated in some way to the effect of, I've got to bring these guys down. I'm going to bring these guys down. They're heretics. I'll do whatever it takes. I'm going to bring these guys down.
Mm-hmm. They teach heresy.
They're going down. They teach heresy. This monastery is going down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so, and then also, in addition to that, he started to bring up, he said he had a conversation with someone on the phone, and so then another additional reason in his own mind that he started to say that we were not right is that, and it wasn't obviously, in your opinion, the primary reason, which was heresy, but he started to bring up that he also thought that it wasn't a legitimate monastery.
Right. And he brought this up. when we were at the hotel, and he brought this up from, like I said, maybe speaking with RI or one of RI's cohorts or friends or buddies.
So it could have been. In your opinion, you're saying that the thing that he was very frustrated. Now, as far as he was trying to have us arrested, and he basically, because he wanted to try to get us, I guess, criminally, right?
Yes, that was, he really was trying to get you guys criminally, in his mind. And when he found out from talking to a Mount Morris sheriff, and then there was a lawyer in Mount Morris, that this is a civil matter, this really...
Bummed him out,
threw him on a tailspin, whatever, you know, he was clearly frustrated at that. And
so he was trying to basically, he felt like, hey, you know, I've got to get them criminally because, you know, hey, you know, I might not be successful in a civil lawsuit.
A civil case. So let's get him at way, way excessive speed. I recall him calling Mount Morris police or sheriff station. And just you know, talking about how this, you know, this quote, Brother Michael, and again, at the time, he was saying, quote, monastery, quote, that these guys drive in excessive speeds, because, of course, if you drive in excessive speeds, that could be a criminal thing.
But he was trying to get me on, trying to do anything to try to, and so he was calling cops, saying, hey, I heard this. You know, someone else had told me this, that, you know, had them arrested for, you know, speeding, if they're going over the speed limit, stuff like that.
Yes, he was trying to do that at the hotel. Michael and I were there. You know, Michael and I would live our, you know, do our separate, you know, we were doing our duties and praying our rosaries and stuff, but he was... His business was definitely to take you guys down.
And so you say that he was quite depressed when he finally found out, when he couldn't get us criminally, because I know he tried to do that.
Right.
You know, he tried to have us arrested, and then I, you know, had to talk to the police, and that didn't work. So at that point, once he was told that it was a civil matter, he wasn't so sure that he would get his money back, and he was depressed. Is that accurate? You...
That's very accurate. I think he knew that since it would be a civil issue, it would take more time, and he was ready to take you guys down right away, but he knew that because he was speaking to a lawyer and different cops, and then I think you know, he being quite wealthy, I remember him talking to maybe a lawyer in North Carolina, where he's from, I believe. So he was.
But he seemed like he had a vendetta to destroy us.
No doubt about it.